Erica Kirk has been caught in a billionaire scandal and she cannot erase it. This secret Beverly Hills meltdown is going to ruin Erica Kirk because she's exposed and it breaks the mold for everything she's tried to present herself as. This is not a grieving trad wifey widow. No, no, no. Let's talk about Thursday, May 14th. Two separate sources confirmed that she has already moved on. A trusted eyewitness who knows the Beverly Hills hotel scene spotted Erica Kirk at an ultra-exclusive bar at the Beverly Hills Hotel, Bar 1912, and she was getting intimate with tech entrepreneur Blake Wynn. Blake Wynn is the nephew of casino mogul Steve Wynn. These two were seen hugging and kissing. A witness noticed that Wynn had his hand on her waist. So here's the detail that reframes everything before it. An eyewitness stated that Erica appeared to be heavily intoxicated. A very interesting choice for this woman who is supposedly a devout Christian, living the Christian values, yada, yada, yada. A woman who previously stated that drinking alcohol is unproductive. They were also reportedly seen shopping together that day at Neiman Marcus. This is where the pattern starts to really reveal itself. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So Erica's response to this leak was completely unhinged and not how you would normally address something that was just like completely baseless and that there was no evidence around. Erica claimed she was spending the day quietly. She told everyone she was celebrating her toddler's birthday. She called the accusers obsessed. And she literally tweeted that they needed to brush off Dorito dust and go touch grass. Blake Wynn, who was actually a friend of Charlie Kirk's, rushed to deny the claims too. He conveniently noted his own upcoming engagement. Erica then highlighted Wynn's support amid her grief. Her remaining supporters cheered her on, but the context makes the whole situation way darker. The exact right-wing fan base that Charlie and Erica spent years radicalizing, mostly Charlie and then Erica, is turning on her. They're attacking her. They are dissecting her every move. They are calling her a social climber. And the sexism she sold is now coming for her. The pristine conservative widow act lasted until a billionaire's nephew entered the chat and offered her a drink and a good time at the Beverly Hills Hotel, 1912 bar. So let me know what you think about this meltdown. Let me know if you think something's up. I want to know, do you think this is normal behavior for somebody who definitely didn't do anything at all, ever? Because like we've mentioned in previous episodes, Erica was really limited on the tweets. She was not tweeting a whole lot until recently. And now she's jumping to call people Cheeto hands or some shit at this point. It just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to us. Let us know.